Welcome to the Eric Lang Show, everybody. Does it sound weird? Can you hear the humming in the background? That's because we're traveling here at 330 kilometers per hour. Stuart, I'm with Stuart.
Hey, what's up, everyone?
Stuart, how would you introduce yourself if we were somewhere?
Oh, that's a great question. I don't think it would really matter how I'd introduce myself because no one would understand me anyway. So I could say whatever I like.
You just say whatever you want.
Yeah.
I'll say you're my best friend.
Oh.
For now. Until you decide that I'm not.
Until the end of this podcast when I reveal your darkest secrets.
And we're on a train. This is the Japanese edition of the podcast. We're on a train going from Tokyo to Himeji. Happy Monday morning, everybody. It's our favorite day of the week here. Stuart, any thoughts? We've been in Tokyo for a week.
Yeah, I was a little late getting in. I mean, a couple of days, but it feels like a week. I've spent a week's wages.
in 36 hours.
Just on taxis.
The taxis are crazy in Tokyo.
It is unbelievable.
So you've never been?
No, first time. First time, and I got left in the lurch. And I landed in the airport, got given an address in Japanese, and roamed the streets for 3 hours because Eric wasn't there to welcome me with open arms.
Oh, were you pissed off about that?
It was like, you know, when your mum says, "I'm not angry, I'm just disappointed." It's even worse, you know?
I'm so sorry, dude.
That's all good, man. There's nothing you can do about it now.
All right, but for those of you at home, just don't listen to the next few minutes. We're gonna work this out.
All right.
Sorry. I think part of it was I didn't know when you'd be back because we had a 90-minute situation.
You don't have to explain
going through customs.
You don't have to explain yourself. Did
we? I felt. I don't know. I feel bad now. I feel bad.
Forget it.
I didn't realize you were upset about that.
No, not at all. Not at all.
This podcast has taken a turn into like a reality show.
I feel like
we're about to have a fight.
I thought we could really have some fun on here, and then I remembered how much I don't like you after leaving me at the altar.
I had no idea.
I'm only joking.
Oh, I thought, I was like, oh, you'll just meet up with us. I mean, that said, it is very hard to get around Tokyo not speaking Japanese.
That and it just all looks the same.
Yeah.
Every street looks the same.
Well, no streets have any name. I didn't know that.
And it's the weirdest thing. Usually, sense of direction is my strong point. It's the only thing I'm good at.
Yeah, it's hard because I think the city's huge, too.
Massive.
So you get totally turned around.
And it's not even like on a grid.
Yeah.
Kind of, you know?
Yeah.
There's a lot of little weird twists and turns.
Yeah.
It's very easy to get lost.
Yeah, it's kind of like if someone took a mirror, threw it on the ground, and then just like kind of put it back together. That's how the roads would be.
Yeah, and said, that's what you look like now.
Oh, man. So, yeah, we're gonna go shoot an adventure in golf.
I don't
know.
Can't wait.
If you haven't seen the show, you're probably in the majority.
The majority of losers.
But, you know, Stuart, you've been on how many episodes have we shot of this together?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe 12? No, 12. Maybe something like that.
12 of 20. 12. So we met.
Not even that many then.
I love the story of how we met. It's way better than the story of me leaving you at Narita Airport.
Yeah.
That said, I wanted you to come. I was sad you weren't there. You were.
Yeah, me too.
You had your birthday on Thursday, and I understood.
But yeah.
I was like, oh, I really wish, you know. Anyway, so we've gone all around the world, and we met in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
How do you remember the story of how we met?
I remember thinking, whoa, this guy really stereotypes people.
Really smells
bad. Because you kind of said, as soon as I introduced myself, you said, oh my God, are you Scottish? And I was like, yeah. And you were like, do you like golf? And I was like, whoa. But, easy, Tiger.
You know, I ask everyone that. I say, are you from Africa? Do you like golf?
So
I had just gotten back from shooting the first episode.
That's right.
Like, and I'd never been to Scotland. So I had been home for like a couple days.
Yeah.
And so when I heard your accent, I was like, music.
And it was funny because the British Open was on at the time.
Yeah.
And I never really had any friends in Los Angeles that played golf.
Right.
So I was like, it was just a wave of emotion came over me. Uh-huh. I could talk about golf, you know. It was like a boiling kettle just ready to explode. When you said, have you been watching the Open? I was like, of course I've been watching the Open.
Right.
Look
right,
at
right.
me.
Right.
You know? Yeah. I was probably showed up in my golf attire to the party.
To like some hipster LA party.
So then
you were like, we talked about the Open. That mm-hmm. was, who won that year?
Zach Johnson at St. Andrews.
If you, so Stuart is, you know, a friend, and we work together, but also he is an encyclopedic golf brain.
Oh, yeah.
You remember things that aren't even true, actually.
I have the best memory for things that I made up.
Yeah, yeah, you're really good at that. So there, I think we're going to get in trouble for podcasting. Oh, we're getting in trouble for the
podcast.
Are we
not allowed to do this?
Are we talking to that?
I feel like we're talking to it.
Should we whisper now? We got in a little trouble for the podcast. I think we're okay, though.
Japanese people are so, like, respectful.
Yeah.
And you, like, even if... Yeah, it's the weirdest thing.
Yeah.
Even when you're in this... Like, you can walk into a restaurant and say, can I see the menu? And they'll be like, yeah, of course. And then if you're like, I really don't want to eat in your restaurant, your food looks disgusting, they'll say, okay, thank you, don't come again.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say, know? Can I see the menu? And they say, how about I just cook you everything? And you decide what you want afterwards.
And just pay for what you enjoyed.
Yeah. It's almost polite to a point where I get a little frustrated. Because I'm like, yo, just shoot me straight. Just tell me like it is. Do I have something in my teeth? Tell me.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But I don't think that's a bad... I think there's always something to learn there.
100%. It's like a beautiful thing, I feel. You know? The respect for each other is incredible.
Because, you know... Oh, boy. We're about to get in trouble again. Oh, no. We're good. They brought in a dude with a hat.
They wear their uniforms with so much pride over here as well.
The uniform game.
It's very strong.
Like, well, they make the construction workers look like they're in a video game, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, the outfits are really great. The colors.
Yeah, no.
Like, could you imagine the construction worker wearing, like, bright pink and blue?
I can, because I just seen it for, like, 2 days.
They look like they're a race car driver on acid.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Building a house.
Yeah. So we've traveled a bunch. What should we talk about? Only seven.
I don't know. I really kind of sprung this on me.
Yeah, I was basically like...
I was sitting listening to another podcast.
You were?
That's not as good as the Eric Lang show, by the way.
Whose podcast were you listening to?
S-Town.
What's that?
S-Town.
I don't know what that is. Oh, that's like Serial?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the same guy that done that.
I don't really listen to podcasts.
Me neither. Yeah. Like, I got like 3 episodes in and forgot all about it. And just caught up, so now I've started again and I have zero idea what's happening.
Old Japanese guy walking by staring at us. Just staring at us.
Doesn't know what's going on.
Are we whispering? I can't hear myself because I got the headphones in.
Yeah. Anyway, so let's get back to like how we met and what happened and like how it just was kind of love at second sight, I guess.
Right.
Because at first I thought you were a little creepy.
I've been told that that's actually pretty common.
And at second, I thought you were definitely creepy. We went like 3 months without any communication after that.
Yeah, it was like a misconnection almost.
Yeah, I went away. I left the country for a while, and came back. And I messaged Eric.
We'll just gloss over that.
Let's just gloss over that. Yeah. And
left the country for a while. Cut to you on like a slave ship.
It took me 3 months to roll back. And when I finally got like back...
Tom Hanks on Castaway.
I think I messaged you at like 11 p.m. at night. And was like, hey, I'm back in town. Let's play golf. And you said, can you play in like 8 hours? And I was like, sure.
Yeah, so it was 7 a.m. the next morning. Me, you, Simon, another Scottish guy.
Yeah, great guy.
He's more British Scottish, though. He's a bit too posh.
Yeah, he has a very posh accent.
Yeah.
But it suits him.
Yeah, he does.
You know?
He's actually friends with one of the guys that we were with in Tokyo just now.
It's so weird they went to school together.
Yeah, they went to school together. It's a very small world. And then we played golf. And then while we were playing golf, I learned a little bit about you.
Yeah, and by the 9th hole, Eric had offered me a job. I must have impressed.
Yeah, well, you were like, I was like, what do you do? And you're like, I love golf.
Yeah.
And I was like, great, I do too.
Didn't answer the question.
I was like, great, I do too. I think there's a way we can make money. And we're still trying to figure that out. It's been about almost 3 years.
We're trying.
Is it almost 3 years?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
It has gone by like molasses.
It really has, yeah. 2015. I remember that year as well that Zach Johnson won it because Spieth had won the Masters and right. the Open and was going into that, like, can he do the slam, you know?
Right.
And he was in with a shout.
Yeah.
And he hooked his drive on 18 left.
Ugh.
And then he either did he go... I think he came short. Anyway.
Yeah, I think he needed a birdie 18, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, and
yeah
I think
that's right.
He needed a birdie to win, par to tie.
Something like that.
No, I think they tied. Didn't Zach win in a play? This, we're selling.
Zach won a playoff. Was it Louis Oosthuizen and Mark Leishman?
By the way, everyone who's like...
They're like, this is so boring.
They're just like...
It's not a golf podcast. Shut up, guys.
Stop listening.
I have a tendency to ramble. Sorry, guys.
You do. But what is your favorite part about... So when we started working together, you started working on Be the Ball. That was your first job.
Yeah. And then
what did you do exactly?
I got the feeling that, I still don't know. We have this running joke that I didn't actually have a role in the company.
Right.
And what was my title?
CMO? Chief Morale?
Yeah, Chief Morale Officer. Right. Because it was such a miserable company.
Yeah.
No, I'm only kidding. Really? It was really good fun.
Were you actually getting paid? Were you getting checks?
I was getting paid in love and the occasional cup of coffee.
Peanuts
and coffee.
Free golf,
that was the one, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but
that was the one.
But, because Ryland told me he was paying you, but it was not real. That at some point you would find out that it was just an accounting error. No, I'm kidding. But, and then we went to... And then we just sort of stayed together. We just worked together all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And then what would you say of all the things, of all the episodes, the things we've shot, what sticks out for you as like a memory? I mean, a good thing to point out while you think about it, Stuart lives in Australia, so it's hard. We kind of get together for these episodes to shoot them, and then until, you know, someone maybe who's listening to the podcast right now offers him another job.
Well, I was thinking actually someone who's listening is way more qualified and you might like better takes my job. That's what I was thinking.
I mean, it'd be pretty hard to take your job.
I think Nepal, if you've seen that Nepal episode,
yeah,
I think it speaks for itself.
The lost course.
Yeah. I mean, that was just like a life-changing experience for me.
Yeah.
You know? Like I say, if you watch that episode, you can kind of capture the magic, but...
Why do you think?
I've never seen anything like it.
Can you pin it down to one thing? I gotta lean back. This is. Why do you think it's life changing?
Well, the country itself, but also like that golf course. I've never seen anything as rugged, and just like raw beauty.
Right.
You know, it was like an accident.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah, it was definitely. I mean, if you think about it, like the whole Earth is like an accident.
It totally is.
My life.
Huge accident.
Huge.
Huge accident.
Literally,
yeah.
People just trying to do a U-turn.
Yeah, so let me ask you a couple of questions. Like, how's the podcast game treating you?
I like it. I like it a lot. I talk a lot about how much I like it because it's kind of, you know, I feel like I spend most of my life up till now, like, in some way or another, trying to, and I hate when people say this, quote, tell stories.
Yeah.
I fucking hate when people say that.
Yeah. And
it literally makes my, like, genitals shrivel into like a
even more
into a crispy leaf even more. I spent most of my life trying to figure that part of life out, whatever it is. Like, you know, one of my favorite books, it's like so simple, you know.
Yeah,
photographs I did, you know, documentaries, and then this show and being on the show. So it's a kind of a weird road, and now here we are. The podcast is so fun because it's just like, fuck it, I'm gonna talk. It's not the biggest deal in the world. I'm not gonna. There's no editing.
Exactly.
Right. We started this, and you were. I was like, oh wow, you're mad at me, but I'm not gonna edit this. You know what I mean?
We're
not
gonna. Now I feel bad.
Why?
That, you know.
Why do you feel bad?
Because I made you feel bad. You're like a sensitive guy.
I'm so sensitive.
You'll take that to heart and be like, I really upset you.
No, I don't know. I am sensitive. I think that's, you know, not a bad thing.
Yeah. So let's flip.
But anyway, I love the podcast because I think that I don't know. It's a funny thing because for me, even like, you know, I would always struggle with this feeling of like, you know, when you walk into a party, mm-hmm. do you ever walk into a party and you're like, what am I doing here?
Every time.
Right?
Every time. I hate parties. I'm such a like.
And this might sound weird, but I would always walk into parties, especially with some of the parties that I've been to where everybody is famous.
Yeah.
Or rich.
Yeah.
And I usually both. And so I would walk in and be like, what am I doing here? I'm a loser.
So they're all your peers?
No.
Just rich and famous like you?
Yeah. Exactly. It just depends how you define the two.
Minus the money yeah. and the fame.
I'm like Fitch and Ramus.
Great TV show.
Yeah. It's an animated show about me and you, two little shits walking around trying to get the smell off. It's good no one on this train speaks English.
Very true.
One of the fastest. This is one of the fastest podcasts in the world coming at you.
It really is.
Okay, so anyway, I would go around all these parties and I would struggle with my own like self-image. Like I would be like, "You're a loser. Why are you here?" And so, what's cool about that is through some process in the past couple of years, I've been like, "You know what? You have something to say.
Yeah,
you belong wherever you are. You have a seat at the table. Whatever you want to do." And so for me, the podcast was always like, I struggled with doing it for a while. People are like, "You should do a podcast." And I'm like, "Nah." I'm like, "Well, yeah. I have nothing to say." And it's been fun to like start it, press the green light, and then just like have to deal with that time on the mic,
phone. Yeah.
I can't call it a mic because I'm not in the Beastie Boys. I can call it a microphone. But you know what I mean? Like that has been an interesting process of just myself and realizing like this is what I love doing and I believe that I'm good at it.
I agree.
Look at me holding the mic.
Even though I've never listened to an episode.
No. Why would you listen to an episode? That would be like work for you.
It really would be. Because we talk for like an hour every day on the phone anyway, the last thing I want to do is like sit down in my relaxing time and listen to you for an hour.
We do some good interviews though.
Yeah, no, not
this,
saw that.
Not this one.
I can't believe you went from George Lopez to me.
No, Billy Collins was in the middle. No, Phil Rosenthal.
See? Sorry, yeah, guys.
Glad you're up on your current events.
Sorry, guys.
It's fine. You know. So you asked me about the podcast. It's going really well. I love it. People seem to like it. People seem to actually be interested, which, like I said, I was kind of surprised about.
Yeah. I think it's funny now, like, just having a conversation with you, because knowing that people are listening to our conversation, I feel like I have to be way more reserved.
Well, no, say whatever the fuck you want. No, you can literally say whatever the fuck. People, literally, everyone's listening right now, the four people, my parents and your parents.
There we
and
have
they're like, Stuart, say what you want.
Oh, my dad's not listening. He doesn't care. Let's think of a story. What's
right
it? What's a good story that like someone that people out there might be interested in? Do we have any fun stories?
I mean,
we've done so much fun stuff together. We have to have a story that people are like, "That's cool."
The behind the scenes of the Thailand episode is just bonkers.
Yeah,
that's
really
unreal.
Really.
If you only knew what happened. Oh, Rayleigh or really?
Rayleigh.
There's
beach.
There's a beach called Rayleigh in Thailand, where Stuart and I met our creator. And it, see,
David.
David. We travel as the Three Musketeers. I don't know. I don't know if we could just tell that story. Can we? Is there another story where something almost went awfully wrong? That's every episode.
We almost missed this train, which would have been a catastrophe. Eric spent half an hour laying down the law last night that we had to make this train. He even went as far as to say, "I'm not telling you what time the train leaves. You just have to be here for 3 o'clock." And everyone was there, minus Eric, who showed up at 3:40.
Come on, I was doing my best. We filled up these Tokyo cabs, you know, that you can't open the doors. They open them by a lever, so you don't touch it. I don't know what the benefit is, but it's nice. And we had these cabs filled up to the brim with camera gear. And, oh, as an update, I told everyone the things I wanted from Tokyo were shoes and knives, and I've achieved those.
There's some nice knives.
I got a bunch of nice knives. I told you this already, but they had white steel, which I ended up buying because of the price. But if I was willing to spend a lot more money, I could have purchased knives made out of blue steel, which I couldn't believe.
Well, if you'd kept hanging around those parties that you were invited to, someone might have bought them for you. Or your rich and famous friends.
Yeah. You know, but I like to buy it with my, even though I don't have a lot, I'd rather buy the knife with my own money.
Like,
you know?
Yeah.
Just cut my cucumbers with my own fucking knife. It's my knife. They got a, and then the shoes we got. What did you get? You got t-shirts.
T-shirts. The Uniqlo here is so cool because they have Japan limited edition Uniqlo stuff.
Yeah.
It's like, we're going to give the rest of the world Uniqlo, but we need to keep something special for ourselves.
Yeah. It's like the rest of the world gets Uniqlo, and in Japan you get Uniqlo.
Yeah. Uniqlo.
Right? Uniqlo. This is bad. Not sponsored by Uniqlo.
Oh, no.
It's fine.
That's what it's like.
Whatever.
But it's just funny because...
No one's ever going to sponsor
this podcast. You're thinking, I'm definitely going to get these shirts to be...
What's, is that
wow.
a song? Are they playing... That's, they're telling us to stop the podcast.
100%.
Sumimasen. Stop with the podcast.
Oh, wait.
I think the train is stopping. We've got... We're going to be on this train for a while.
So back to the individuality with the Uniqlo t-shirts. It's funny because I thought, I'm going to get them and like feel going, what a sick t-shirt. But then you bought some, David bought some, all the same t-shirt. So instead now I'm in another flock of sheep.
Yeah.
I thought I was going to be the black sheep for once in my life.
Well, when you go,
I just joined a new flock.
I mean, that's just all, we're all wearing clothes if you want to zoom out far enough. So what's up? Like, I mean, like, I just love Japan. I need to just talk about this for a little bit. How exciting it is to be here.
Yeah. Like,
one of my interesting experiences so far has been, you know, we've been looking forward to this trip for a while. Maybe some could say years.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, like we've had the approval of the episode we're about to shoot on every different level. It's just been a scheduling thing for years. And so now we're finally here. I haven't seen you since January 10th or something.
Beginning of January.
Yeah, David and I, and now we're here with Shu and John. We got such a great fivesome.
It really is a strong fivesome.
You've wanted to come to Tokyo for the longest time, to Japan.
Yeah, biggest tick off the bucket list.
And so my most interesting experience is being here and realizing that it's still my life.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like realizing, like, oh, wait, just because I got to Japan and just because I got what I told myself I wanted and we've all wanted, I still have to, like, deal with the experience of it.
Yeah.
Like what I'm basically saying is it might not be as fun as I thought it was going to be for every moment, which would be crazy to think that it would be.
I don't think so. I think it should be fun every single moment.
But especially when we're together. All the time. Like, you gotta have those, like, moments where you're just like, what?
Yeah.
Where am I? Where am
I just going? Love coming to places like this and just seeing, wow, I am so insignificant.
Yeah.
I am absolutely insignificant. Like, there are so many people in the world.
Yeah.
It's outrageous, you know?
Yeah, they don't give a fuck about you.
No, they don't.
They're moving on.
They don't. Like, one guy didn't give a fuck that much. He kicked me out his taxi because I wouldn't speak Japanese. I'm like... I struggle to speak English,
yeah,
let alone Japanese, you know? Yeah. And it was funny because last night we were in that bar, and these bars are the size of, like, a small bathroom.
Yeah, I mean, the seats we're in right now on the train probably make up half the bar.
Yeah, 100%.
And I was golden guy.
Yeah, and I was looking at the guy behind the bar, and I was saying to David, this is this guy's life.
Yeah.
He's in here every single night. But it's all so new to everyone else.
Yeah.
That's the beauty of traveling, you know?
Yeah.
It's always, there's always something out there that's new for you.
Right.
But is someone else's normality and reality.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's very strange.
That is a strange thing. And the world goes round, you know?
Yeah. I think about, like today I had a really frightening thought because I've gotten back into photography. You know, we see all these beautiful places and usually just use our iPhones. And so our DP, David, has this nice camera and I was inspired. So I picked up a camera here and I was going around today taking pictures. And I would take a picture of someone taking a picture. And then I realized in the background of that picture, there's someone else was taking a picture. And I was like, holy shit, how many pictures were taken last second?
Yeah.
Of the world? A million? easily.
At least.
People are at the Taj Mahal right now. People are at London Bridge. People are at the Eiffel Tower. People are at the Grand Canyon. People are at Mount Rushmore. People are at the fucking Golden Gate Bridge. People, you know what I mean? Like, they're everywhere taking pictures right now.
I know.
And I freaked out.
Really?
Like, I literally, like, I was like, oh, my God. And I almost, like, cried internally. Like, in a weird, happy, sad, like, really morbid kind of way. Because I was like, and then, you know what I thought of? I was like, everyone's taking pictures. And then there's a guy out there named Mr. Memory Card, and he's just like getting more property.
Yeah, he's banking it up.
He's like, I'm the guy, and he's almost evil.
Do you ever wonder in how many people's pictures you're in the background? Do you ever think that?
Never.
So you think, like you say, everyone's taking pictures right now. Yeah. How many pictures are floating out there, and some guy's like, look at that guy in the background, what an idiot. And it's just like me with my finger up my nose or something, you know? It's like one of those, send it into, he's like, can you Photoshop this guy out of, imagine you were like flicking through the internet and you saw, John, can you please Photoshop this guy out of my picture? Right. And it was you.
Right.
How heartbreaking.
Right. Like, if you could, like, find all those photos and put them together and make a book out of it, you could call it, Where's Baldo? Stuart always makes jokes about how he's going bald.
Going. I'm there. I've been, man. I bought a t-shirt. I'm back. It's very depressing. We have like two guys on this trip, three including Shu. David has strong hair, but like you have these wacky, crazy haircuts, and I'm just sitting here receding and thin. Oh well, it's a good thing I've got.
Your attitude makes up for it.
Yeah, it's a good thing I've got an ugly face, and
yeah,
I don't want to be too brash in you.
You can say whatever you want.
Small penis.
We're really in trouble here. Oh, shit. 25 minutes. Should we just tell her that we'll stop?
Yeah. We whisper.
Can we whisper? We're in so much trouble. Stuart had to take his headphones off. Please. The ladies. The lady looks like a Scientologist, but she's Asian. I guess there are Asian Scientologists.
Oh, right.
What? Time to stop. Okay. So, we're gonna. Can we whisper?
I think we need to stop. She's like, no laughing.
Shoot.
I think laughing is disrespectful, so.
Shoot, are they gonna kick you out of Japan if we keep talking? We're talking to our fixer right now. It's okay? Quiet? Whisper. Okay, we say we can whisper. Alright. We're gonna whisper. I wish we could just get the approval of the people next to us. I'm going to take out my headphones so I can actually hear what my voice sounds like.
Yeah, no, that's what I tried it.
Welcome to the Easy Listening Hour. You're on the Shinkansen with Stuart and Eric. Konnichiwa. What else? I think, let's talk about Japan more. Cherry blossoms.
Whoa.
Can we talk about some fucking cherry blossoms?
Whoa.
That place is...
What's the old poem? 1,000 poets could write for 1,000 years and not describe the beauty. I think it was about women, but it should have been about cherry blossoms. It should have been about Eric's hair.
Right.
But those cherry blossoms, whoa.
They were incredible.
I've never seen anything like it.
And I don't, I'm still not entirely clear, but it's my understanding that they bloom very, very quickly.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Shu.
We're going to ask Shu.
Hey, Shu.
Shu. Can I ask you a question about the cherry blossoms? How long are they bloomed for? Like, it's very brief, right?
What is it?
The cherry blossoms. Yeah, how like, is it like a week or two? How quick is it?
Like a couple of days. Yeah, if it hits the weekend, it's going to be like the good year.
And then they go away completely.
Yeah. I mean, it takes time, you know, all this like flower, it goes on the ground, and it's nice too. It's like, you don't see them like in the tree, but like you see on the ground.
But it's a week. It's not like months or a summer.
No. It's a week, yeah.
Because Stuart, you thought we were just here to see the cherry blossoms and no big deal.
I thought, I had zero idea. I thought it was like, oh, they're around for ages, you know? Like the azaleas at Augusta.
Right.
Like they just like make them pop whenever they want.
Right.
But like 2 days?
Yeah.
How did we get so lucky?
Well, because I landed on Tuesday night. Wednesday morning, there were like 2 cherry blossoms in the entire city. Now it's, you know, Monday, and the place is chock full of cherry blossoms.
Yeah, we went through the gardens, so when
Yoyogi Park.
Yeah. And when the blossoms start to bloom.
The guy's staring at us. Don't look.
Okay.
He's gonna fucking shoot us.
I hope so. Put me out of misery, man.
Dying in Japan for doing a podcast on a train.
Oh god.
I can think of worse ways to go.
Oh god. So yeah, I mean, we went through the park.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
And there was, it's like they just put down massive blue tarps.
Yeah, all the blue tarps. No.
Take
their
shoes
blankets
off and just take picnics and alcohol.
Yeah.
Everyone. I mean, like, I feel like everyone in Tokyo was there.
Yeah.
From the night before, they put their tarp down and like camp, so they get prime position.
It's so cool.
It is, man.
It was.
It really is.
I mean, and we went to the Meguro River.
That was incredible because the cherry blossoms obviously have grown over the river.
Yeah.
And they're kind of already falling off.
Yeah.
So you're watching them, they've just popped.
Yeah.
And like the petals are falling.
Yeah.
So gracefully into the river and just flowing away.
Wow.
It's like, whoa, that is like, it's a metaphor for life.
I think you may have been the 1001st poet that wrote the 1001st poem.
Done.
For one of the years. What about, can we talk about bicycles?
Underrated.
Like,
underrated transport.
If anyone ever says to me, like, hey, do you have any recommendations? I'm going to blank. I'm going to be like, bicycle.
Yeah.
Just bicycle. That's
do
all
you have any recommendations? I'm planning on climbing Everest. Bike.
Yeah. That's amazing. Do you have any recommendations? I'm going to call my ex. Bicycle.
I've always wanted to go skydiving. You've done it. What was the best advice you can give me? Take your bike.
Hey, I really want to make it in Hollywood. Bring your bike.
Become a bike.
Turn into a bicycle. Oh my god. I hope we don't get yelled at a third time, because then I'll just cry. We're at 30 minutes. I feel like if we get yelled at again, we're just going to shut it down.
Yeah, we'll shut it down.
So the bicycle. I mean, we had bikes in, where did we do bikes? Thailand?
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
How would it happen? They had bikes at the place we were staying?
Yeah, we kind of sit. Well, our car, we got a car that was more like a golf cart with a boat for a roof.
So
no
we,
doors.
So we shoot the episode, and then because we love life, we tack on a couple extra days and just have no plan. And so that's what we did this trip, but we did it backwards. So we did a little bit of Tokyo first, and now we're going to go work.
Yeah.
So in Thailand, we worked, and then we bought a one-way ticket to Paradise.
Yep.
And then we bought two tickets, actually. Did you know that?
Well, we actually bought three. I think Dave was there as well.
Three tickets to Paradise. David was there. David actually was. We bought 3.5 tickets to Paradise. and then we ended up on this island.
And there was nothing there. So that's how we ended up with the bikes, because we got said golf cart with the boat for a roof.
Yeah.
And we were driving home one night, and I was wondering why Eric was going so slow.
So slow.
And he turned around and said, we have no brakes.
Yeah. There were already no doors, no windows. What else was there nothing of? There was no gas cage.
Did we have lights?
There was no lights. There was a candle with a mirror behind
it.
Oh,
yeah. Remember we had our iPhone torches to light the way?
Yeah. By the way, there's nothing you could hit. You could just... The only thing you would hit is, like, beautiful scenery.
As a tourist.
Which would be us. There wasn't anyone on the island.
No, we were the only people. We thought that we were driving up the coast.
Yeah.
And we were going, wow, this coast is so beautiful. And after 25 minutes, we went, we've been here before. And we just driven around the entire island.
We didn't realize.
So the brake line snapped.
Yeah. Yeah, so I was like Fred Flintstoning it.
100%, yeah.
Yeah.
And I remember we were driving to
the turn.
Yeah, well, it was our accommodation was on the right-hand side.
Yeah.
And Eric was slowing it down, Fred Flintstone style.
Yeah, first gear. It was
I was like, I think that's the accommodation right there. And he went, okay. And there was another car coming. Because he couldn't stop, we just rolled past the accommodation.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Totally just kept rolling. And then we went to a ditch, and I was like,
Yeah, it was bad. It was bad. But then we were like, let's fix this.
Yeah,
brake
we tried
line.
To fix it the next
and
day.
After, like, 20 minutes we're like, fuck this, let's just ride bikes.
We tried to fix it. We opened up the engine. We knew it was wrong. We could see the hydraulic fluid just pouring out of the brake line
when you pressed the brake. It was just pissing out fluid.
We got the brake line seated again, and then we somehow closed we cinched it down, but we couldn't like flange the
Flange the fredonga.
I couldn't flange the fredanger. And then the problem is we didn't have the right fredanger pretty good.
Yeah. And apologies to any mechanics listening. I hate those fredangers, man. They're always driving me out the wall.
None of the problems. Fredanga juice all over my hands.
Yeah. Oh god.
Can't lick your fingers. So moving on.
So then that's how we got into the bikes. And then we cycled up the coast, and it took 40 minutes to get around the island. I don't know where we were.
But the bicycling in a city, that to me is the way. You said it today when we were riding around. You said the only way to see a city is to walk or crawl. What did you say?
I am a huge one for when I'm in a city, taking public transport,
yeah,
soaking in it, and like, especially in places like New York. My wife hates me because I'm like, it's only like 2 blocks, and right, it's like an hour and a half walk, you know? And she's like, when is it? And I'm like, just the next one.
Yeah,
the next one.
The guy's watching us. Don't look.
I'm not looking.
He's actually loading his gun.
I thought it was a word.
I think he's going to click our tickets.
Oh, it's that guy.
I mean, what would be the difference if we were just talking?
That's what I don't get.
Just because we're recording, he took a note, looked at me, and then walked away.
If I was talking to you, I'd be talking louder.
Way louder.
Than I am right now.
Yeah.
Anyway, so back to like the major cities. Like, yeah. I feel the only way to really experience a city is to like walk, take public transport. Like, we've taken way too many taxis. But then, like Tokyo in particular has set up perfectly for the bicycle.
Perfect.
There's so many little side streets and back alleys. Yeah. And it's like you stumble across all these little hidden gems, isn't it? It's like, it's kind of like New York, but it's like way more remote.
There are full-fledged streets that are the width of, I don't know, a moped?
Yeah.
Like a horse?
Yeah.
Maybe like a moped and
like
a horse?
Like a fat horse riding a moped. That's kind of the main thing you could get down there.
Look at this view. We just had a view of Mount Fuji, and now we're looking at some small town. It actually looks more like a city, but like... Yeah, the bikes in the town. You get the smells.
And those bikes, they were semi-electric.
Oh yeah, the bikes we had were so high tech.
Well, you went to like pedal uphill.
Yeah.
It was zero effort.
Yeah, it pedaled for you.
I nearly ran over someone because I was just like turning around and I just like touched the pedal and I nearly killed a woman and a small child.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
And in true Japanese fashion, they laughed at me.
They apologized.
Yeah, they apologized.
The bike
standing there.
The bike apologized. Bike is so polite. Now we're getting looked at again. Whoa, look at the sun. I need to take a photo of this while we're being stared at. Do you see that sun?
Yeah, it's amazing.
Let's see here. I'm getting totally grilled.
Like, I hate you so much.
What did we do? Here we go. Look at this sun. Can you hear my camera taking loud photos? I bought an iPhone in Japan because mine broke, and they were like, I was like, is there any difference between this phone and my phone in America? And he said, yeah, it'll always make the shutter sound forever.
You can silent,
you can never turn off the shutter sound.
Oh,
I didn't tell
creep.
You this, it's creep mode. It's because people on the trains take upskirt
well
photos.
It's actually anti-creep mode.
Decreep.
That's kind of like,
it's got the decreep. Have you ever taken an upskirt photo? Oh my god, you have.
Of course not. Behave. I buy my phones in Japan to prevent me from doing that.
I mean, like, I don't understand this. This is why Japan interests me beyond anything else. It's like a lot of kind of very polarized experience, right?
Yeah.
Everything's so perfect, but yet when you get in a cab, they don't know where the fuck you're going. None of the streets have names.
Yeah.
Everyone's so polite. You can't ask a girl on a date, but yet you could totally take a picture or grab her on the train.
Well, the weirdest thing was around the bars last night. You're not allowed to smoke in the street, but you can smoke in the bar. So you're just sitting in the bar, and against your will, you're smoking a pack.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It makes zero sense to me.
Yeah. It's so polite, but then on the street, people really, like, they kind of walk over you.
It's like if you were to light a cigarette in the street, they would be like, whoa, what are you doing? Are you crazy? Go inside and smoke with that mother and unborn child. like in a isolated room.
I feel like we should shut it down. We're getting just stared at.
Yeah, we're gonna get killed.
Everyone, thank you for listening.
Thanks, guys. I wish I had a little more prep time.
No, you did great.
Eric threw a mic in my face.
You're running on fumes. You were up until 4 a.m.
Yeah, literally, yeah.
And you got up at 8. You got up at 7.
I think I'm still running on cigarette fumes from that little bar.
The little bar. You're like Fire Marshal Bill. Favorite comedian.
Let me show you something. We got to shut this down. We're getting right, the angriest
looks
ever.
This is the fifth look I'm getting, and I think in Japan that means they're going to cut off my fingers.
Definitely.
In a polite way. They'll give it back to me.
No, I was going to say. You'll cut your fingers off and apologize for it.
Yeah. If I've offended anybody, welcome to the show. Nah. All right, thanks, Stuart.
Thanks, man. Anything
Thank
else? You for having me.
Anything else you want to say?
Nah. Next time we'll be more prepared and we'll like have some fun stories.
No, this is good.
Oh, yeah, I like
There's
it.
No prep. That's the whole thing. There's no prep.
Yeah.
This is just me and you on a fucking train.
Yeah.
You know? How much longer do we have left?
Oh, we didn't have a clue.
No clue.
Oh, the clock's on Japanese.
All right, guys. I'm going to take the memory card out of this sound thing so I can take photos again. Because the pictures here are amazing. Thanks for listening. See you soon.
Thank you.
See you soon. Oh, Craig T. Nelson on Thursday.
Oh, man. For me, I can't believe we'll be sandwiched in between Phil Rosenthal and Craig T. Nelson.
Craig T. Nelson.
This is going to have the lowest ratings of all.
Yeah. No, it's good. No, it's not about ratings.
Oh, yeah, that's what he's saying.
Because no one knows how many ratings it has. It has billions of views. This is the most popular podcast I've ever done, ever.
It's the most popular podcast I've ever been on.
All right. Have a good day, everybody. Enjoy your week. And remember, Stu, you got any golf advice?
When it's breezy, swing it easy.
Yeah.